Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all along the line on the Genesis Communications Network, as well as selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the large markets across America, and some leading independent stations out there, too. And we thank everybody for listening to us, especially the ones on the Internet over there in Germany. Maria and her contingent are listening, and our friends over in India listening to us on our affiliate over there, the Internet show site that's playing us over there. And, of course, we're heard on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, Felix and the crew at the bulk mail center hauling the mail, and, of course, our FedEx and UPS drivers. And, by the way, the latest news on the UPS strike is the Department of Labor will not get involved in any of the negotiations. So I guess they're headed for a strike at the end of the month. That's what it sounds like. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter as @CaptainsAmerica, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And let's go back to Kyle Warren, who's hanging in here for this hour. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
84 degrees, partly cloudy, and they're still out on the porch celebrating. Okay. That's because the Rays won yesterday, 10 to 4. All right. Kyle, lead us in the pledge.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, folks, we emphasize those two words, under God, as Captain Matt tells us every morning here on the program, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, of course, we've got Denise Simon, of course, with us. FoundersCode.com is the website. Denise, I know the question on a lot of people's minds is, you know, Zelensky wants Ukraine to be part of NATO. He's pushing for that. But President Biden said he doesn't think that's going to happen. What could happen if they wanted to join NATO?
I don't know the answer to that. I do agree that Ukraine is not in a posture to join NATO. You know, to join NATO, you have to give, 2% of your GDP as a contribution. Well, there isn't much of a GDP in Ukraine right now. I mean, the country is clearly not stable. The eastern part is, it's okay, but I don't know that economically and financially that Ukraine can join NATO here at this point. So I actually agree with that.
Well, if it did join NATO, let's just postulate it joins NATO somehow, or NATO wants it to be part of it, doesn't that mean that the NATO alliance has to come to its aid immediately and start fighting Russia?
Yes.
That's right. I don't think they want an Article 5.
Let's remember something here, and a lot of people tend to forget this. I think it was under the Clinton administration that we said to Ukraine, you get rid of your nuclear weapons, and if anything happens, we will come to your defense. Now, this is way prior to Zelensky. And so the United States pushed for that. Why, I don't really know. And so Ukraine got rid of the nuclear weapons, and we are bound by that agreement to come to their defense. So we already kind of have an Article 5 going on now anyway, correct?
That's very interesting indeed. So, of course, it's not a treaty per se, but it is. It was a promise, basically, by the Clinton administration?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have an obligation, and we were not prepared, and we should have been prepared going back to the Obama administration when Russia took over Crimea. And the Obama administration did nothing, absolutely did nothing. And then after they took over Crimea in 2014, they started this war in the Donbass. And a lot of people tend to forget that this war has really been going on since 2014. What did the Obama administration do to go to the defense of Ukraine then? Nothing. So where are we now? Well, we're in a situation now that if Biden had taken any part of this conflict seriously, which I would argue he never did, this war could have been and really never started. So in some ways, I agree with Trump on that one. It never should have happened to begin with. Biden says it was a surprise that nobody knew that this was going to happen. Well, yeah, we did. That into itself is a surprise.
Yep. All right, folks, coming back. The new site is founderscode.com. Right after this, if Catherine's back, we'll all be done.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation.
Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, this edition, this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch is being brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O in the spelling. Geico.com is the website, and they happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers, been in business more than 85 years. Now, what I would suggest you do is get a cost comparison for what you're driving around now, car, truck, whatever. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can bundle all those together, save some money on your car policy, but check them out online. You can do it right there, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And then after you get done doing that, you want to see the rates drop? Put your homeowner's policy or your renter's policy or your condo policy on your automobile policy and watch and see what happens to the automobile policy. It'll drop significantly. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check it out. You can also find out where your closest agent is and all that, and they'd be more than happy to work with you as well. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Gordon Chang, the headline reads, China's shock troops are now inside the U.S. I'm going to read you an exact quote from him, and this apparently is coming from his book and a comment he made at the Gatestone Institute, where he is a distinguished senior fellow. It says, and I quote, "On the first day of war in Asia, they will poison reservoirs, assassinate officials, create terror. China's shock troops are already inside the United States. And the concern is that on the first day of war in Asia, they will take down America's power lines, poison reservoirs, assassinate officials, start wildfires, spread pathogens, and create terror by bombing shopping malls and supermarkets." That's the warning coming from Jordan G. Chang, the author of The Coming Collapse of China.
Yeah.
We are clearly not prepared in any way, shape, or form for any kind of conflict with China. So if we're not prepared, then what do? You start looking at everything and go to a counter-offensive, meaning you take action now so you don't have a conflict, correct?
Now, yes.
What are the symptoms? What are the clues? What are the indicators? Well, how many Chinese, and I would argue these are not Chinese families, these are single men, if you pay attention to what's coming over that southern border. The fact that under the Trump administration, Mike Pompeo had to close two of the, I'm going to do air quotes, diplomatic facilities, China's diplomatic facilities, because what were they doing? They were spying. What else were they doing? Well, they're buying real estate as fast as they can buy real estate. Now, the question becomes, why are we allowing China to buy any part of real estate here in the United States, particularly if you start looking closely at the locations? Now, we have a Chinese balloon. Oh, yeah. People tend to forget that one. As I mentioned on your show the other day, why are we sending these cluster bombs now to Ukraine? Well, as I mentioned, is because we're running low on inventory of our 150-millimeter shells. Okay?
Yeah.
Why are we running low? We wouldn't be running low at all if Biden had taken this conflict seriously to start with.
Yep.
And he didn't. Okay? So, Biden going over to Europe to participate in NATO, and these NATO countries are going to say, what the heck are you doing sending cluster bombs when they're contra convention? We're not a signatory to the convention. However, even Biden and Jen Psaki, not that she's an authority, even said that using the cluster bombs constitutes a war crime. Well, we're going to provide it, but we'll let, if Ukraine uses them, it'll be their war crime, right? Yeah,
yep.
You can about imagine what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say here is that we are woefully unprepared under the Biden administration for anything. And this administration has spent time doing nothing but doing social justice stuff and climate change stuff. That's all they care about.
Yep.
They don't care about the southern border. They don't care about foreign policy. That's really all we are. So we have left ourselves completely vulnerable. John McCain used the word feckless, and that's precisely what is happening here. So I would argue, I'm not even concerned about Joe Biden himself because he doesn't know the time of day, but we have a National Security Council. We've got Jake Sullivan. You know, we've got Tony Blinken. You know, we've got this crazy woman who's the U.N. secretary, or the U.N., not the secretary, but the U.N. ambassador. And I would argue all of these people are completely, punching above their weight, way above their weight. They don't have a clue what's happening here. So where do you try to go to get some kind of expertise? Well, you go to the Pentagon. You go to the CIA. You go to the FBI. Does the FBI operate foreign? Yes, they do. And, you know, see what they all have to say. The FBI has on their website an entire section devoted to nothing but China. Exclusively to China. And who's paying attention? Well, the Republicans are the one paying attention because the Republicans in the House are the ones that stood up the China Committee. So I would say that we don't have enough oil. We have our stockpile, I mean, our crude stockpile is not where it needs to be. We're out of howitzers. You know, this war is not being prosecuted right. We're not in a position to defend Taiwan, much less ourselves. So what can we do as countermeasures? Let's try and be positive. Well, let's go tap on the shoulder of the National Security Administration, right?
Mm-hmm.
The NSA. We have the ability to do some very interesting things in the NSA that I would argue we're not doing. And even the things that we can do, are we telling U.S. corporations that you absolutely need to harden every single thing? And that includes small business. That includes government. Because what is the biggest hacking that's going on right now that nobody's talking about? The public school systems.
Yeah.
What are we doing about our medical? I wrote an article almost a year ago. How vulnerable are we in the pharmaceutical realm? And that's just not prescription drugs. That's also over the counter. Just imagine if we were out of antibiotics. We already have a massive shortage in cancer treatments.
Yep.
In those drugs. Imagine if we'd all of a sudden are out of insulin. Or mm-hmm. how about just things like Tylenol or ibuprofen?
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this administration ought to be put in a corner and tell them to suspend all these social justice nonsense crap and climate change crap. We keep throwing money at climate change, and let's go and really begin to protect ourselves, because we're not.
Good point. Kyle, you got about 30 seconds.
Right. Well, thank you, Captain Denise. Good morning again. Okay, real quick, just politics. Is Ron DeSantis going to fold up anytime soon, or do you think he's going to keep sticking it out, even though he doesn't seem to get the traction he wants to get?
I don't think that he went into this personally as a very serious candidate. He was pushed into this by Ken Cuccinelli, who is running the Political Action Committee, because Ron DeSantis has a massive, fabulous story to tell about how to run a state, especially a state that doesn't have state income tax and is vulnerable to things like hurricanes.
All righty, time to go, and we'll talk to you tonight, Denise, on the next edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kyle, hang on there. We'll be talking about the military and veterans news segment when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. military says Reaper drones have killed a top ISIS leader hiding in Syria. The U.S. Central Command announced the drone strike in a statement Sunday. It noted Usama al-Mahajir was killed on Friday by the same three Reaper drones that had been harassed earlier in the day by Russian fighter jets over Syria. A GOP challenger and former ally of Donald Trump says the former president's campaign is for himself and himself only.
This is not somebody who's fighting for the American people and their future. This is all about
about his ego.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said Trump only wants to undo his loss to President Biden in the 2020 election. President Biden is kicking off his five-day trip to Europe. He departed Sunday on the trip with the focus on Tuesday's NATO summit in Lithuania. Biden's first stop will be in London, where he will meet with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and King Charles on Monday. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by National Aviation Academy, two locations to serve you, NAA.edu and the website NAA.edu. Their phone number is 800-659-2080 to schedule an appointment for a tour. Take the tour. One of their campuses, Concord, Mass., or Clearwater, Florida. That's 800-659-2080. Website, naa.edu. Okay, we're going to bring Kyle Warren in here. Kyle, probably the thing that gets my attention right off the bat is the fact that we got another bad guy in Syria riding on a motorcycle, not paying attention to his surroundings. And one of the drones that took him out, he was hit with a missile from a drone, was one of the drones that was buzzed by the Soviet aircraft a day earlier.
Well, that's right. And it's happened, I think, two or three days in a row that the U.S. military officials have been complaining about this very thing. But you're right, Captain. ISIS leader Usama al-Muhajir was killed while riding a motorcycle in the Aleppo region. And the U.S. military Central Command says there's no indications that any civilians were involved in this strike. So it looks like a pretty clean, clean hit and one less terrorist.
A.K.A. Snuffy, right?
Well, something. You know, that was a, it was a, he thought he was out for a nice motorcycle ride, but that all changed.
Snuffy got snuffed.
Yep.
Now, we know the U.S. is providing the Ukraine with cluster munitions in their new military aid package of some $800 million. But we also know that our fearless leader, Joe Biden, stood up there and told the world that we were running short of munitions, which is something you never, ever, never say anytime, anywhere outside of the privacy of your own White House office.
Well, that's exactly right. He said it during an interview on CNN. And, you know, whether he just forgot himself or what, but doesn't matter because now the commander-in-chief just told everybody a very key piece of information about our military stockpile.
Remember now, he's this big military leader.
That's right. That's right. But unfortunately, this is a big gaffe, and it's different. I think it's important to point out it's different than his typical gaffes of not figuring out somebody's there or not in the crowd or shaking hands with the air or stuff like that. This is has big, big ramifications.
Now, there's some other big ramifications that could be coming as a court ruling by a federal judge suggested that key federal oversight mechanisms are unconstitutional, which that ruling could overturn the federal control of the National Guard and put it back into the control of the states, which would make them become state militias again, which is what they were to begin with.
Well, right, yeah, that would have far-reaching effects, and of course, we remember one of the big examples, of course, was with school integration and so forth, the nationalization of a National Guard, this would be a big time.
So we'll wait and see what happens with that to be determined yet.
Right, exactly.
Now, with the aircraft carrier George Washington back at sea, about 2 years behind schedule, the U.S. Navy is combing through lessons learned from the delay in order to apply them to two other ships that are coming in to be retrofitted for the same reason.
Okay, exactly. Well, because that does take a lot of time. And if they're dry docked and something comes up, that's a big problem.
Well, 8 months wound up being 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So something went wrong.
Well, right, and that's a logistical nightmare. And again, you have to be able to respond. So, you know, it's the old adage, you know, tell them we can do it in a year, but do it in 6 months.
Now, the U.S. Air Force is still being buzzed, and our drones too, by Russian fighter jets flying over Syrian airspace. And as we talked about this ISIS leader who was killed a few days ago, he was actually taken out by one of the drones that was buzzed by the Russian airships, the jets, fighter jets. So I guess, and I mentioned this before, when in doubt, shoot them out of the sky. And I'm talking about the Russians.
Well, and that would be, it would depend on the situation, obviously, but that would be also a major event, that could lead to even increased conflicts. But what they're doing, this harassment and so forth, is way beyond the pale, of anything that you could ever expect, I think.
Well, it may be way beyond the pale, but if it's one of our fighter jets and they shoot it down and a pilot goes down with it, what are we going to do?
Well, hopefully we would take some pretty big, there would be big consequences for that. But what we don't know is what this administration would do.
I'm afraid this administration would do nothing except, you shouldn't have done that, that's terrible, shame on you, bad boy. I'm pretty sure that's where they'd go.
Well, but see, we're getting pushed. We're getting pushed by China. We're getting pushed by Russia. They're probing exactly what the United States is willing to do and live with, given a particular situation like that. So they're studying us, and we have to make sure that they think that don't do that because bad things will happen.
Do you know what a scout sniper is?
Well, I think I could extrapolate that, but yeah, I think don't they go forward and then they're going to be in a position to protect our whatever operations going on?
Well, they go out in front seeking targets, major targets or whatever they're given, and take them out before our regular force gets in behind them. And the Marine Corps' controversial decision to scrap scout snipers and their platoons came from the ground up, we're being told, by the second in control at the Marine Corps.
Really? Well, that seems to be, you know, because, you know, it's not akin to special forces, or it is in some ways, because they have to use these tactics by, you know, disappearing and sneaking up, you know, completely undetected and sort of living out there and not being seen for a long period
now,
of time in order to be able to do that.
Now, imagine the Chinese people that are entrenched here in the U.S. doing the same thing.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that in and of itself is very, very alarming.
Because that's what was talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Now, Belarus says the Wagner chief who staged the mutiny, more confirmation of the fact that he's still in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Yes, and why is that? And why is that being allowed? What are the ramifications of that? You know, obviously the deal was he was supposed to go to Belarus. This was the whole plan. So now I just think it introduces more uncertainty. So stay tuned.
He is a pal of Vladimir Putin's, remember?
Yes, to a great degree. That's right.
And he's there because of the defense minister. The problem with the defense minister, Putin's not happy with the way things are going into Ukraine. And maybe he's going to use him and his forces to change the tide. Because after all, they are ruthless. They got the Chechen fighters that are in there. And those guys are Islamic. And they are really, really bloodthirsty.
Right, and things can change on a dime. Loyalties can change, and you're useful today, but you're not useful tomorrow, or, okay, you're useful again. It all depends.
Well, that's true. And speaking of all depending, we're going to be going to break again here, and when we come back, we're going to have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, back with us. Going to ask him some financial questions and keep the fires, the home fires burning. Because I'm sure where he's at, he's getting a bunch of rain. We'll get a first-hand report about that up there because there's been a lot of flooding up there in his neck of the woods. So here comes the music. Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I hope you're having a good day wherever you're at. Remember, if you're going up into the Northeast, a lot of rain, a lot of flooding, a lot of roads that are either closed or having trouble getting around. Be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, he's a legend, not me. That's why he's the Watchdog on Wall Street, and everybody listens to him for his financial advice and other things. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. And you can find them online at mossacura.com. You can go over there, take a look at all the new and the pre-owned vehicles they have lined up for sale. And remember that they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program, which is for active duty military, for veterans, for all first responders, EMS, firefighters, police. Also, the church pastors are welcomed in that group, too. And they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan at mossacura.com. Don't forget, when you buy a new or used vehicle, you get Moss Care for the life of your vehicle, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for life. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll open a couple of doors along the way, too. All right, let's start first. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is still with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Okay, down to Chris Markowski we go. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I was going to ask you about the weather, but I already did, so that doesn't seem to be applying to you, but that's good. It's for upstate, and that's not good for them. But I want to just throw something by you. You ready?
Yeah.
On most mornings, especially approaching election season, if you tune into Fox News or even some other network, you'll occasionally see a reporter in a diner or a restaurant going from table to table asking what the top issue is for America. Now, some will say inflation. Some might say crime. Several people will say the border is at the top of the issue. Some education. And, of course, many will say the economy. Still others will say the decline in morality is the top issue, or the decline in patriotism, especially around July the 4th holiday. Now, sadly, some will see impending war. And that leads me to what Joe Biden did over the weekend and what we think may or may not happen at that NATO meeting with the Ukraine wanting to get into NATO, and I don't think it's going to happen. But what do you think?
With what, NATO and Ukraine?
Yeah, yeah.
I certainly hope not. Then automatically we're at war.
That's right.
And it's just, again, that people don't understand that. It's, you know, we keep allowing more of these tiny little countries into NATO. And again, these are countries that have, you know, sparse little militaries there. And anytime if there's an issue that popped up, that would automatically put us at war. I mean, again, anybody ever read, you know, you get all these hawks out there everywhere, all these generals. All these military types out there want to expand this, expand NATO. Everybody take a look at what our founders wanted. They didn't want us involved in all these foreign entanglements.
Nope.
They didn't want us involved in any of this stuff. And it keeps expanding and expanding and expanding. And, you know, it's one conflict after another conflict. I don't see how this is going to make us any safer by any stretch of the imagination. Again, you know, Ukraine was an issue. We can go back to how, you know, it started back. You know, going back years ago, all the way to the 1990s, and our relationship with Russia and a myriad of different things. I get that. But this is a European problem, and the Europeans are going to have to handle this thing. I mean, right now, based upon the military aid that Ukraine is getting, I think it's the third largest military as far as expenditures in the world.
They're getting 800 million more.
I mean, we just keep sending them money. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know. I'd like to kind of work out some sort of outcome in this meat grinder that they've got going on over there, where you're just killing children from both sides. It's, you know, it's awful. Yeah, I mean, you actually, even for the Russian side, you even think the Russian kids that they're forcing to fight, you even think that they want to be there? No, it's a mess. It has to stop at some point in time. And again, I think it's a non-starter. You know, people talk about that. The editorial in the Wall Street Journal today about Ukraine and NATO, wanting them in. No way. I mean, enough's enough.
Okay, well, before I turn it over to Kyle here, the Department of Labor said that employers added 209,000 workers to the payrolls in June, missing the expectations for 230,000. And in truth, many analysts were expecting an even higher number than that to the official consensus figure. What the heck's going on here?
With the jobs number?
Yeah.
It's slowed to some degree, and out. So there was some revisions to the downside in prior months, and I kind of, you know, expected that. It can't remain as hot as it had been for an extended period of time.
Right.
You know, so again, it's you know, it's something that, you know, we're watching. You know, the Fed wants to slow the economy. Again, I'm not thrilled with it. I'm not thrilled with what the Federal Reserve is doing. I think it's an exercise in futility, but it is what it is.
Okay, Kyle, your turn.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Good morning, Chris. And, you know, the former CEO of Walmart is out there talking about inflation and maybe how much longer it's all going to keep going. And he's talking about trying to get demand down on different aspects of, you know, what people spend their money on. But, of course, also looking for more of these interest rate hikes, at least in the next couple of quarters. But how do you get the demand down, and is that an organic way to stop inflation, or can we stop inflation by having, say, lower fuel prices, which hopefully brings the cost of everything down?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a part of the inflationary aspect. I mean, there's two sides to the inflation coin. I'm a big believer you want to work on the supply side rather than the demand side. Obviously, you're going to have issues when the government prints as much money as they did during the Trump administration and into the Biden administration. It's never a good thing when we print that much money. Turns it into a disaster. So again, you know, I understand that, and we've kind of pulled back to some degree. But right now, I'm a big believer that we want to be increasing supply rather than trying to, you know, basically push the economy down.
Right, the idea that everybody just make do with less, you know, get used to it. It's the new normal, that kind of thing.
Well, no, they don't have to. We don't have to make do with less. What we have to do is we have to, like I said, we have to increase the supply of goods to help bring things down. That's what I'd like to see.
Well, exactly, but I think the powers that be, they want you to feel like, okay, well, remember, there's not a lot out there now, so you got it. There's scarcity, this kind of thing. But overall, too, one other just quick follow-up question, Chris. How does Joe Biden go out there and sell Bidenomics? I mean, I know he's got a lot of the media on his side, but how much of it is going to be people looking out their window or going to the grocery store and saying, no, this doesn't hold water. Bidenomics makes no sense.
Well, I think that the media is starting to turn to some degree here. And again, it's kind of like hiding in plain sight watching these fools. But I think that, you know, when you start seeing the New York Times and some of these other publications, kind of like push away from the Biden administration, you know, something is up. Again, this Bidenomics thing, everybody knows it's nonsensical. It really is. You're not getting anybody to buy into the fact that the economy's roaring and doing well. You get government involvement and, you know, everything, and it's not helpful. We're trying to run an economy out of Washington, D.C., which is an exercise in futility. All you gotta do is take a look at China and how god-awful their economy is doing at this point in time. It is bad, and it's getting worse. And, you know, it's all because what? It's, you know, command and control out of people that don't know anything. And the people in Washington, D.C., I'm sorry, government workers out there, they don't know a damn thing. You let the free market work its magic, and everyone gets a hell of a lot wealthier. You allow bureaucrats and politicians decide what companies are going to win and lose, and picking and choosing winners and losers. It's an exercise in futility.
Well, you know, Chris, Joe Biden is now running on Bidenflation and calling it a badge of honor. But thanks to his Bidenflation, one of the woke businesses that used to be pretty prominent, not only here but out in California, Disney, is in big trouble because that's going to be the next disaster. Families aren't going to the Magic Kingdom like they used to.
I don't know what's going on in regards to the theme parks. I'm not sure about how, you know, what's going on there. But
they're way down.
I certainly know that their film studios are doing it's doing horrible, and also they're having a very difficult time with Hulu as well, and you know, ESPN and all the things going on. I see layoffs there, laying off a lot of reporters and whatnot. So
top line guys, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, Kyle, this one's for you, and then you can run it by Chris. The trucking industry out in California apparently is split as manufacturers made a deal on emissions. What went on out there?
Yeah, we mentioned that, I think, recently as well. They're making a deal to get rid of big rigs or manufacturing diesel big rigs, I think, in the next several years. I don't recall the exact end date, but it's just like 5 or 10 years from
well,
now.
Well, to be continued tomorrow, because we run out of time, Chris. But I'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow about that one. All right, thank you very much. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We'll be right back with Frank Silvato. UndergroundUSA.com. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch for Monday rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, get Obama phone!
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.